Go ahead and get started.
Sorry. I guess that's isn't the funny.
We have Scary Movie Night on Friday night, moved from Saturday. So if you are interested in going to that, send Nicole or I an email. And
what movie is that?
Sorry?
It's like a poll online, so a lot of people want to watch Mean Girls. That's not my choice.
Okay.
And then
also want to watch the Muppet
Movie. No, and then it's Session 9 and Poltergeist.
You have 7 hours left for the problem of the month. And what are my announcements? Our speaker today is Dr. Plumberg.
All right. So what I want to talk about is, try not to get tangled in this. What I want to talk about is the based loop space. So the symbol that will recur looks like this, which is the loop space. I should say it's based on X. But let me set up some machinery to get back to what this is. So the first thing that we want to think about are sort of where we start are thinking about function spaces. So, you know, sort of point of departure. At the start are function spaces. And so we're going to let X and Y be initially sets. And we can think about the set maps from X to Y, which is just functions from X to Y. Okay, this is you know what you think it is, and the reason there are different ways of motivating why you might be interested in function spaces, but for our purposes and sort of from the viewpoint of algebraic topology, the idea is that we want to study why, and the way we get at this is by looking at maps from you know, X to Y, for what you might call test spaces, X. So the idea is we're going to ask, what can we see about the space Y by looking at the set of maps from some distinguished collection of spaces X? So for example, you know, in algebraic topology, the spaces you consider, you know, as an example, we might take a look at maps from S0 to, what am I calling it, Y? Maps from S1 to Y, maps from S2 to Y, and in general, maps from Sn to Y, where Sn is the standard n-sphere. Okay, so we're asking, what we're saying is we might think about studying the space Y, which might be some large and mysterious thing, mostly in terms of what we can see about it by looking at it through the lens of things that come from spheres, where, you know, we feel like if we understand anything, we understand spheres. Okay? So this is sort of the underlying philosophy, but to do this, I have to set some stuff up. So one thing I want to point out first is that there's an interesting relationship. This is sort of an aside, but an important one. There's an interesting relationship between maps from X to Y and the Cartesian product of X and Y. Or maybe I shouldn't say it, that's not quite the right way to say it. You'll see what I mean in a second, but there's a relationship between taking the set of maps and taking the Cartesian product of the following form. Suppose that I have a map from the Cartesian product of X and Y to Z. Okay, so let's call this gamma. So I have this data. You can look at this in a couple of ways, but remember, what is X cross Y? You know, X cross Y just equals the collection of pairs, xy, for x and x, and y.